The long 20-year war in Afghanistan is coming to an end for U.S. troops. This is Don Rush. Top American commander has stepped down, and alas, the troops will soon be out. But former President George W. Bush, the man who launched the war in the aftermath of 9/11, is calling the withdrawal a mistake. Salisbury University Professor Emeritus Michael O'Loughlin looks at a comparison to the last long war in Southeast Asia.
We should applaud the Biden administration's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. The military serves no good purpose in that country, and we should never have been there in the first place. As with the wars in Vietnam and Iraq, the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan was unnecessary, and therefore unjust, from the start. None of these countries posed a sustained existential threat to the United States. True, the cruel terrorist attack on the U.S. in 2001 by al-Qaeda stemmed from Osama bin Laden and his base in Afghanistan. Yet the U.S. invasion of that country in October of 2001 and the 20-year occupation since have been a grossly disproportionate response to the 9/11 assault. Over the course of the U.S. war in Afghanistan, perhaps as many as 240,000 people have been killed, with civilians numbering 71,000, nearly 30% of total dead. The indirect ravages of war, poverty, malnutrition, and mental illness, among other consequences, also now plague Afghan society. In addition, of course, 2,400 U.S. soldiers have also died in the conflict, with many other casualties affecting several generations of American men and women. Alternatively, the U.S. should have treated the 9/11 attack as a criminal act that required the pursuit of legal means of apprehending the criminals who engaged in the heinous act of mass murder. Various other pressures short of massive violence could have been brought on the Taliban government at the time, as well as other states and international bodies to bring the culprits to justice. International law and international organizations should have been utilized to achieve justice and retain international peace. The U.S. government always has many other tools of diplomacy and economics to use to advance just goals. War should be placed on the dustbin of history. Now, with an impending Taliban resurgence, a second parallel with Vietnam is evident. The U.S. and two quagmires, waist-deep in the Big Muddy in Vietnam, stuck in the poppy fields of Afghanistan. This time it is Joe Biden's turn to recognize the futility of the U.S. military presence. In neither case did the U.S. win the hearts and minds of civilians in the countryside. In both countries, the U.S. is seen as just another colonial foreign power bent on control, following the French in Vietnam and the British and the Russians in Afghanistan. As a consequence, lacking legitimate authority, Saigon fell quickly. Kabul may go the same way for the same reason. One other parallel with Vietnam deserves comment. In both cases, the U.S. military withdrawal leaves behind vulnerable human beings who assisted U.S. military personnel as interpreters. As was the case in the aftermath of Vietnam, these people will likely become targets for retribution if they remain in country. Our humanitarian obligation calls for evacuation of these Afghanis who wish to leave with their families in the very near future. In the end, we need to come to grips with the reality of U.S. foreign policy that remains imperial. From Vietnam through Afghanistan through Iraq, we see our government, both Republican and Democratic, ordered the invasion and occupation of other countries to try to control their destinies, all with disastrous consequences. For our future, we must break from this malignant imperial practice and instead pursue a peaceful foreign policy. This is Mike O'Loughlin.